This month, ABC News is telling stories of strength and resilience during one of the darkest stretches in this country's history. We're calling the series America Strong. Across the country, it's clear that there are thousands of new jobs. People are turning to Uber, Amazon, YouTube, and a host of other companies to find creative ways to make a living. But as the world of work evolves, it's also become clear that there are still a lot of businesses that have not only survived, but thrived. Because, as E.J. Becker reports, they offer something technology cannot.
The spontaneity of human interaction and the human connection that often follows.
She was standing at the counter, and I came over. I said, ma'am, can I help you? And she said, I want to ask you a question about some heels that I have on. Do you think you can fix them?
Lewis Hurt will never forget that early morning encounter in his Kansas City shoe repair shop.
I had one of my workers there, and he came over to me, and he hit me on the shoulder, and he said, Lewis, you know who that is sitting there? I said, well, no, it's a young lady. She wants some heels on her shoes, and I'm getting ready to do them for her. I mean, seriously, you don't know who they are? I said, well, who is she? And he said, that's Janet Jackson.
It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
We just kind of became real good friends instantly because she was so surprised. I had never seen her, didn't know who she was.
From Lewis and his story of spontaneous friendship with Janet.
COVID started. My mother-in-law was 96. Best thing for me to do is not live at home.
To Mark Settergren and the remarkable relationships he's developed with his customers.
I was invited to a customer's house to live, so I wasn't bringing COVID to the house. So there's a customer that knows me way more than just the hardware man.
Mark met that customer in his family's Minneapolis hardware stores, founded 126 years ago in 1895. Mark and his business partner own three stores surrounding Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis. Each store is a reflection of the neighborhood, its people, and their homes.
Each store is a little bit different because the neighborhoods are different. It's the houses, what year they were built, what style of house. So each store becomes its own little niche to that neighborhood.
Hardware stores have always been a bit of a niche business, more than just hammers and nails. Mark's family's stores have always been more people-focused.
I can sell paint and a hammer to anybody, but I want to know about who that person is, and we get to know that customer, finding out what's going on in their lives. That's what makes us who we are, I think. You don't find that at Home Depot.
Something else you can't find at a national chain: the collage of newspaper clippings on the store wall, some of them over 100 years old, telling the story of a family business there for its customers until the very end.
This is from 1919, hardware, furniture, and undertaking. So we did everything back then, which was very common because we sold the lumber, made the caskets. Undertaking was just part of it.
Lewis Hurt has seen dramatic changes in his business, too, over the years.
When I started, it was a lot of well-made shoes. It wasn't a mass market like it is now.
For 40 years, Lewis Hurt has been repairing and shining Kansas City shoes, and the shoes of those who wander in from time to time.
Magic Johnson came in. Barry Manilow came in. He got on the shoe shine stand and got his shoes shined. Reggie Jackson, Eddie Murphy came in, got his shoes shined.
What's it like talking to Eddie Murphy?
Oh, he jokes all the time. The thing I think they loved about my shop was that I would treat them just like everyday people. All of us are the same. I do shoe repair. We're all making a living.
And it's that approach to connecting with people that's kept the same customers coming back for four decades. Hurt started in the shoe repair business in the 80s, learning from a Russian cobbler on Kansas City's east side. Not long after that, he opened his own store in Crown Center, the world headquarters of Hallmark Cards. Today, as business continues to rebound, slowly, from the pandemic, he's confident it will thrive again, despite a throwaway clothing culture.
People have shoes that they kind of like cherish. Mm-hmm. They want to keep.
Sure.
So I do a lot of that.
Like the customer who repaired her favorite pair of shoes from Payless. Retail price, $10. Cost of repair, close to $100. Or the customer who found an expensive pair of Fry boots at a thrift shop for $6.
I told her I could rebuild them for $150.
And that's a heck of a deal.
And that's a heck of a deal. That boot she found was probably about a $400 boot.
Hurt's countertop hosts repairs of one man's favorite Italian slippers, complete with an embroidered bumblebee, the occasional doggy disaster.
That's the toughest job, because then you have to recreate what that dog has chewed up.
And that attention to detail and caring approach toward his customers extends beyond their shoes. Like the couple who came in for a shoe repair and left with a lifelong friend.
Got talking about his wife, and he was telling me she had cancer. She'd been fighting it for a couple of years. She just finished her 105th round of chemo. I came out here, held her hand. We prayed together in here. And every time she could get out of the hospital, she came here. We prayed together, spent time together, and they had became so dear to me. She ended up surviving another year. And that day before they had a funeral, I called him, prayed with him, and me and him been friends ever since.
So while developers may try to write an app for that, the shoe repairman and the fourth generation hardware store owner will keep doing what they do, and their stores will continue to be the places in the neighborhood where everyone knows everyone else, stays connected, or meets Sunday morning in the hardware store parking lot for the farmer's market.
It's who we are. It's the generations that taught us how to treat people. That's our biggest thing. It's not selling you the hammer, it's telling you about the hammer.
It's how over 125 years later, in a world of big boxes and cardboard shipping boxes, the hardware store, the shoe repair shop, and the other mom and pops remain relevant and strong.
We just keep doing what we do, and it's kind of the community hub. They come and ask me questions about what's going on in the neighborhood. You can't ask Amazon that.
And maybe you can, and maybe Alexa will know the answer in 100 years or so. EJ Becker, ABC News, Kansas City.
All month, you can hear and see more stories like this one wherever and however you find ABC News. America Strong is on the radio, on TV, and online.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.